So, question in the 11th-15th chapter, Krishna says that Chandamsi Yasya Parinani, that the leaves of this material world are the Vedas. What exactly does that mean? Actually, the 15th chapter begins with a metaphor, Urdhva Mulamadha Shakam. So, in that, Krishna is basically using that metaphor to take us to the essence of material existence. That means, at one level, if we see, Istam Veda Savedavit.
Yes, from the other side.
Now he's saying, it's paradoxical actually, that the Vedas are said to be leaves. But he doesn't say that one who knows the leaves knows the Vedas.
Vedas,
He says one who knows the whole tree knows the Vedas.
Vedas.
So, leaves are often a visible part of a tree.
Tree.
But they are not the whole tree. And the word Veda, when Krishna uses it, it's more, the word Veda can generically mean the broad body of Vedic knowledge, which includes its Puranas, Itihasas.
Yes.
But Krishna, when he's using it, at that, in his context, he's using the Veda primarily to refer to the four Vedas, Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda. And that's why that similar usage comes in 2.45, where he says Trigunya Vishaya Veda, Nistrigunyo Bhava Arjuna. So he's saying that you should
Transcend.
go beyond the three
Three
Vedas.
Vedas. Three
So
gunas,
now,
yeah.
three gunas and the three Vedas.
Yeah.
So basically, the Vedas are a part of the Karmakanda section
Karmakanda.
of the literature,
Yes, sir.
where the idea is people are generally interested in material things, and if religion can provide them material things, they are interested in the religion also. They are not interested in the religion primarily for
Knowing.
God's sake or for knowing about their own ultimate destiny in life. So, for accommodating such people within the house of religion, the Vedas offer Karmakanda. So, now in the metaphor of this tree, the whole point is that if Krishna talks about upside down tree,
Yes.
the point is that there is something wrong with this existence.
Yeah.
Prabhupada gives the example, if you are hung upside down,
Yeah.
you will be uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
So the normally we see a tree upside down in a river, in a reflection. So through this metaphor, the Gita conveys that this is a that this world is a unnatural place for us,
Unnatural.
and we need to go beyond it.
Yeah.
So by saying that the leaves are the Vedas, he's basically
It's 5 o'clock.
contextualizing the Vedas within the broad picture, and explaining that one shouldn't become proud just because one knows the Vedas and think that one knows everything. And that will be seen later also when he says, Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo. So 15.15, he says that the
Yes.
purpose of the Vedas
It's to know me.
is not just to know about Swarga or attain Swarga, it is
Know
to know
God,
me, know
know
him.
Krishna.
Correct. So that's what he's talking about there. So by saying that that the leaves are the Vedas, he's underscoring that we shouldn't take literal knowledge of only the Vedic texts to be the complete knowledge. Rather, we need to understand the whole tree and understand ultimately the itaha pravritti prasadaha purani, that
Brahman.
supreme person from whom
All of
that
this is
has come,
flowing out.
and attain that person.
Okay.
So basically, to contextualize and
Vedas.
position the Vedas
Vedas are a
within the
means.
broader picture, he gives the example of the Vedas are like the leaves of the tree.
So just like the leaves are